Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 23 of Hebrews chapter 7. The former priests, on the one hand, existed in greater numbers because they were prevented by death from continuing. But Jesus, on the other hand, because he continues forever, holds his priesthood permanently. Therefore, he is able also to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was fitting for us to have such a high priest, holy, innocent, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens, who does not need daily, like those high priests, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people, because this he did once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints men as high priests who are weak, but the word of the oath, which came after the law, appoints a son made perfect forever.
When you feel convicted about a particular sin, how do you react? Many Christians act as though God's desire is for them to continually wallow in guilt, but this could not be further from the truth. We saw yesterday that the Old Testament sacrifices had to be repeated over and over. Why? Because those animal offerings were only a temporary substitute for the perfect sacrifice God required. The New Testament tells us that the once-for-all, fully sufficient, substitutionary atonement has been accomplished. It took place when God's own Son died on the cross in our place. As the hymn lyrics state, Jesus truly paid it all. In the old system, a high priest took an animal into the temple and offered it as a sacrifice to God on behalf of the sinner. Christ, however, entered heaven itself and presented his life to God the Father as the perfect atoning sacrifice. This means that the work of forgiveness is done. If you've trusted in Christ to forgive you, then his sacrifice has already paid for your sin. So when the Holy Spirit brings conviction, address the sin and move on. Do not cling to the burden of unforgiveness that Jesus has lifted from your shoulders.